Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is Mr. Cossi Christodoro. He is the Managing Director of XS Global Logistics in Perth, Australia. First and foremost, Cossi, very welcome to this interview.
Thank you, Bo. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's always nice to meet with somebody from Australia. In fact, Perth was a place where I would like to have moved to, but then I opted for Stockholm. But now I think I made a mistake, especially thinking about the weather where you are. How is the weather right now?
Well, I can show you outside. It's beautiful, 30 degrees, bow, light winds. The sun's shining at the moment. So,
Of course. When isn't it at your place? Anyway.
Yes, I know.
Good. As I always do with all my interviewees, I always let them have a chance to explain a little bit about their background and how they got into logistics. So the same with you, Cossi. What made you get into this racket?
Well, when I was 18, I was we finished school playing football and friends were, you know, going out and you needed some money. And I went for a computer job, and the job was actually working for AEI, Air Express International, back in those days. And they picked up the Hewlett-Packard account. So the actual computer role that I went for was looking after the warehousing logistics for Hewlett-Packard account for AEI. And from there, over the years, just grew into the role and going into imports, exports, warehousing, the shipping side of things. And today, you know, after 26 years of doing what I did, a few years ago, Xerxes, a business partner, and I decided to start our own business, and we haven't looked back. But yeah, it started AEI many, many years ago, one of the biggest air freight forwarders, sort of thing. And then the experience just grew from there. Like anybody else that's in the industry, you're still deciding whether you want to keep doing this. And then after 26 years, I realized I like doing what I'm doing. I just don't like it in 2021, 22 at the moment, but I'm sure later on things should start settling down and we should start having a bit more space open up and our problems get solved, hopefully.
Yeah.
But the experience come from a few freight forwarders in that sense and to where we are today.
Okay, that's an interesting career. Yes, I definitely in my younger days remember the name AEI, which was very reputable. So you have a good background there. So XS Global in Perth, the headquarters is based in Perth, right?
Correct, yeah. So based in Perth, and then we have staff in Melbourne, and we're looking at Brisbane at the moment. It's good. So we have, a few all around, and we're probably a little different for our organization, where a lot of us are 40 plus. We have a younger person as well, but we're all experienced people in the industry that like doing what we're doing. And it's worked well. It's given a sort of a different customer service approach to our customers who enjoy that. They like the one-stop shop of going to a staff member who can do exports, imports, or air freight for them and look after them in that way. So the model works well.
Yeah, so you can say more personalized service for sure.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah. But one question I think I'd like to ask you also for many of our viewers who are outside Australia. Some people know the size of Australia, but a lot of people don't really realize how big, I should say, your continent is. Could you put it in perspective a little bit? When you say you open an office, let's say, in Brisbane, it's not just around the corner, is it? How can you tell our viewers and listeners how big your country is?
Well, we're probably talking about just over 4,000 kilometers to the other side. So what are we talking about? 4,500 kilometers between one side and the other. I'll get it exactly, but it's roughly about that. So yeah, from Perth to Brisbane, for example, it's a four-hour flight on the way there. And then with the headwinds on the way back, it's a 5.5-hour flight. It's not a quick process to get to one side of the country to the other. But, we're used to it. We're Perth's unique, whereas we're pretty much a standalone sort of city when you compare to other areas, whereas Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane are within an hour's flight of each other, whereas Perth, we have to travel a long distance and, you know, it takes us a while to get to one place to the other.
Right. And I believe where you're located in Western Australia, there's quite a lot of mining business going on, isn't there? I mean, Project Cargo and mining. Are you used to handle such kind of projects?
Well, that's our course. Part of my role, Bo, which you're aware of, is I like to look after the project side of. So we do a lot of machinery, a lot of project cargo for the mining companies. So myself and Xerxes are heavily involved in that. And part of our, what I like to do operationally wise is pretty much hands-on with your machinery, with your break bulk shipments. We actually handle ourselves directly in that sense for a few of the mining companies, which I can share with you some articles of some. We just moved four dump trucks with CMA out of Dubai. So they actually put them on their container vessel for us.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
So it was really good. So, we're very hands-on with it. Mining in WA is what keeps WA going. It's all about mining, and that's why a lot of our work comes directly and indirectly from the mining industry.
Right. And how about customs clearance in a country like Australia, given the size of it? Let's say some cargo is coming in for an example, coming into Fremantle and Perth. Can you customs clear it there and then deliver to anywhere in Australia? Or how is it efficient to do customs clearance in your country?
Yes. So you can be anywhere and customs clear goods pretty much at any port. So if we've got cargo coming into Brisbane, we can arrange that from Perth and then deliver it to the customer in Brisbane or vice versa anywhere. So something coming into Perth, the guys in Melbourne or Brisbane can arrange. So once it gets to the first call a port in Australia, you clear the cargo and then you can deliver it internally anywhere. There's no restrictions across state borders for customs. Okay. The only issue we do have is quarantine. Each state has their own quarantine requirements. So cargo coming into WA from Queensland would have issues that they get inspected at the border. And if quarantine's not happy, they'll ask for the cargo to be washed or cleaned prior to being delivered. So customs side of things is simple, but it's more of a quarantine that is a bit more stricter when it comes to cross-border.
Okay. Could you elaborate for our viewers as well, just one quick question about the quarantine matters. What is it that people are afraid of? I mean, sometimes on YouTube, I've seen Border Force Australia where they check your foodstuffs not coming in. So is the agricultural side that you're afraid of getting pests coming in with cargo? Or what is the big scare?
Yeah, you nailed it on the head straight away, Bo. It's the agricultural industry for our farmers. Oh. So we've got a very big farming industry, especially in WA and other states as well, into Melbourne and Adelaide. So the quarantine is very strict that they don't want to introduce any exotic pests into Australia. So therefore, and that's all to protect our agricultural farmers in that sense. So that's why they're really strict, even though from a shipping freight forwarding point of view, there is a lot of work involved, but we actually support what quarantine are doing because it does protect our farmers. And there's certain pests and disease we don't have in Australia as a direct result of what quarantine do. So we're supportive of that. And we work within the guidelines and educate our overseas customers when they arrange a shipment to explain what's needed to be done before the shipment leaves. And then when it gets to Australia, then we can arrange it seamlessly through those type of organization beforehand and then go from there.
So basically rule of thumb would be, let's say I'm sitting in Denmark, I have a shipment to prepare into Darwin or wherever, I should, let's say, speak with you first, have a little bit of a guideline before I start shipping it out.
But depending on the type of cargo, is it new, used, and then also what country it's coming from. So at the moment we have the stink bug season, so therefore a lot of countries, then it can be found online. So our other sister freight forwarders of the network can jump on the quarantine website and you can see which countries have restrictions. Oh, yeah. And so therefore cargo cannot arrive from those places unless it's been fumigated. So if you're sending a container, the container needs to be fumigated origin before it arrives Australia.
Okay.
Some other countries don't have to have those restrictions, so it's always good to check before you send the cargo to Australia just to make sure you're meeting the quarantine requirements.
Got it. Got it. And speaking of pests and irritants, for sure, I'm almost bored to ask about COVID now because I'm so sick of it, as I presume most or not, if not all of us are. What is the current situation now for COVID in Australia, also relating to shipping and logistics?
Well, so in Western Australia, we're actually been very protected. So we've been okay. It's more on the Melbourne, Sydney side that they've had a lot of outbreaks.
Right.
But at the moment, there's been very little issues in regards to ships coming in and COVID being an issue. We've had probably two or three over the last couple of months that we're aware of, and then they're dealt with very quickly. If somebody on the ship is sick, they will help and quarantine that person. Otherwise, right, they'll let the ship wait until everybody tests negative. And that side of things. So right now for Australia, we've probably haven't seen what you have seen in Europe and those type of stuff, whereas we've been, they've managed it very well, especially in WA. Our borders have been shut to interstate travellers as well. So there's no travelling between the states. So they've locked down really hard. So internally in WA, we're okay in that sense, but we're starting to see that come after Christmas, January, February, that they're going to start opening up again. So we'll then see what happens then.
Yeah, no, I'm very keen to come out and pay you a visit out there. It's a long flight, but I love the place where you are located. So not to mention the endless beaches you have. All around Australia, I should say.
No, they're very good.
So another question that comes to mind. You know, it has escaped nobody that the whole logistics situation is upside down, and the ship owners are raking it in. I mean, it's better to be a ship owner than an Apple owner in shares these days. Do you see the same situation for you? Is everything fully booked? Is it a constant fight just to get rid of your cargo?
Yeah.
How is it?
So, Bo, at the moment, for example, on export, so northbound from Fremantle, Australia, we've got multiple issues. A lot of carriers aren't accepting bookings until February next 2022. So next year is when space is available. So to try and get a booking now, you might find a cancellation for one or two containers here, but any regular volume, we're at the moment, we're pushing to February where space is available. So if you don't have your allocations, then that's where there's an issue. We're lucky in a way, whereas we Access Global has allocations. So for certain customers, we're okay. But for any new additional business we're trying to book cargo for, people have to wait 2 to 3 months to get space available. On import wise, we've actually found over the last sort of few weeks, things out of China has become a lot better. And I'm thinking it's because of their factories are shut down a little bit because of the electricity requirements and that sort of thing. So it has opened up a little bit, but we're just waiting to see what happens, Bo, because we all know that a lot of the vessels are on, you know, different routes and more on the China to USA trade. So when those vessels start coming back, are they going to go, you know, filter back into the normal trades, or what's going to happen there? So that's pretty much what we're waiting for to see. Are we still losing vessels and space to the China American trade, or is it going to start sort of evening out again?
Yeah, no, there's something has got to give at some point here. Just to put it into perspective, could you give an example? Let's say before the pandemic, roughly, what was the rate, let's say, northbound for 40 footer to Singapore or to Shanghai and vice versa compared to now? Can you put it just roughly into perspective?
Yeah, so right. So on northbound, it would have been around the 500 US mark. And now you're pretty much looking at about sort of, you know, 2,500 to 3,000. So
so it's a sizable increase. I mean,
definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed from the news media still around 80 vessels waiting outside Los Angeles Long Beach to get to port. So it's going to take a while to clear this up. But listen, it seems to me that you have things pretty much in hand as much as you can, and you seem to have all, let's say, available solutions there. What other things? Let's say, do you see in your crystal ball for Access Global Logistics in 2022? Is there any particular things that you look forward to or that you think would happen?
Well, I just think as a business, we're at the end of the... Sorry, I wouldn't say at the end, but we've been working so hard to help importers and customers with their supply chain requirements. So really what we're looking for next year is hopefully to see some sort of evening out and a lot less pressure on them to be able to get their goods and their products without so many hassles and so such a high cost. So we're really hoping that for our customers' requirements is things, space opens up, and for them it's going to be a lot smoother. But in saying that, where a lot of the shipping lines are telling us that it will be the end of 2022 before we start seeing any sort of reprieve or help with that. So my requirement is I'm hoping that it comes in earlier, but we just continue working for our customers to make sure that we're doing everything we can to get their cargo moved.
Yeah, very good. Now, I hope the shippers around the world will still remember that they do need a good, solid freight forwarder to help them. Even some ship owners want to play forwarders these days. Yeah. I guess they will learn the hard way once they found out that they screw up a shipment and they have no other choice. So let's hope there's still a future for all of us, right?
Yeah, well, I think there is, because from a forwarder's point of view, there's certain services and relationships that you have with customers that they trust, because they need to know that they trust the people that are looking after their cargo. And I think from a forwarder's point of view, we over the years and experience that we've gathered with them, we earn that trust, and you know, it's all, we're part of their supply chain, and they need those services. Whereas I find that a lot of, you know, ship owners want to get involved in it and everything's online, but a lot of customers, they want us to be doing that work for them. So I find that there will always be a place for the freight forwarder involved in the logistics supply chain just through those services that we offer.
Yeah, and just to be able to actually talk physically to a person and not to some computer, where are you number 50 in line, you know, so.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, Kossi, that's really great. I think you've answered all the questions that came to my mind efficiently and as I would have expected from you. So I must say many, many thanks for joining this interview.
No problem. Thank you, Bo. Thanks for the opportunity.
You're always welcome. And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another good, great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. And our special guest of honor has been Mr. Kossi Christodoro, the Managing Director of XS Global Logistics in Perth, Australia. Stay tuned for more interviews in the near future by Project Cargo Weekly. Thank you.